听力课堂，听 class.com。
Lesson 26. Manage.
Peter 是你的得力助手，你感激地对他说，没有他的帮助，你应付不了。
I can't manage it without your help. I can't manage it without your help.
赵军第一次去赶集，你担心地问他，是否能把菜都卖了。
Can you manage to sell all the vegetables? Can you manage to sell all the vegetables?
Rose 是个坚强的女孩。朋友说，虽然她很虚弱，但她还是设法走到了车站。
Though she was weak, she managed to walk to the bus stop. Though she was weak, she managed to walk to the bus stop.
这项任务 Mark 独立完成会有难度，你问他是否可以自己解决。
Can you manage on your own? Can you manage on your own?
为了准时到达，你们日夜兼程地赶路，你说你们设法在晚饭前赶到那儿。
We managed to get there before supper.We managed to get there before supper.
Tom 的数学有了很大进步。老师说，他设法自己做出了那道数学题。
He managed to work out the math problem himself. He managed to work out the math problem himself.
朋友对自己的能力非常自信，他拍着胸脯说，他可以自己对付。
I can manage it myself. I can manage it myself.
你问表哥用不用帮他搬箱子，他说箱子很沉，但他可以自己解决。
It's heavy, but I can manage. It's heavy, but I can manage. Lesson 27. Offer to.
老华侨今天去希望小学参观，人们猜测他要为那些贫困儿童做些什么。
What will she offer to do for the poor children? What will she offer to do for the poor children?
邻居张大爷是个热心人，你说他主动提出要为你修车子。
He offered to repair the bike for me. He offered to repair the bike for me.
外甥女的英语基础很差，你说你主动提出帮她补习英语。
I offered to help her with her English. I offered to help her with her English.
那位企业家热心公益事业，他说他提出要帮助贫困孩子摆脱困境。
I offered to help the poor children out of trouble. I offered to help the poor children out of trouble.
一向小气的 Mary 昨天很反常，你不解地说，他提出要把自行车借给你。
She offered to lend her bike to me.She offered to lend her bike to me.
你想体验一下农村生活，你说你愿意帮助农民秋收。
I offered to help the farmers with their autumn harvest. I offered to help the farmers with their autumn harvest.
李山兴冲冲地跑进来，兴奋地说，他叔叔愿意教他开车了。
My uncle offered to teach me to drive a car. My uncle offered to teach me to drive a car.
你刚从王教授家回来，高兴地对妻子说，他答应借给你一些书。
He offered to lend me some books. He offered to lend me some books. Lesson 28. Manner.
做事要根据具体情况灵活变通。经理对下属说，别用这种方式做内向工作。
Don't do the job in this manner. Don't do the job in this manner.
同事的态度让你很生气，你说他没有礼貌。
He has no manners. He has no manners.
你教女儿各种礼节时，你说盯着别人看会被认为是不礼貌的。
It's considered bad manners to stare at people. It's considered bad manners to stare at people.
男友今天表现有些异常，你说他的态度有些不高兴和冷淡。
His manner is unhappy and reserved. His manner is unhappy and reserved.
姑娘们都把帅气的 Mike 当成偶像，你却说你根本不喜欢他的举止。
I don't like his manner at all.I don't like his manner at all.
你猜想 Amy 家里一定发生了什么事，你说她的样子有些忧虑。
Her manner seemed rather uneasy. Her manner seemed rather uneasy.
邻居家小孩对你的态度很粗鲁，你警告他，用手指人是不礼貌的。
It's bad manners.To point at people with your finger. It's bad manners to point at people with your finger.
王教授是一位有风度的绅士，你说他总是从容不迫地做每一件事。
He always does everything in a leisurely manner. He always does everything in a leisurely manner.Lesson 29. Hardly.
减负工作势在必行。家长说，学生几乎完不成那么多作业。
The students could hardly finish so much homework. The students could hardly finish so much homework.
Peter 向来虚情假意，谎话连篇。你说，你几乎不相信他的话。
I could hardly believe what he said. I could hardly believe what he said.
你与妻子婉言拒绝了邀请，你说你们几乎抽不出时间。
We could hardly afford the time. We could hardly afford the time.
表弟好几次借钱不还，你对他说别再指望你借给他钱了。
You can hardly expect me to lend money again. You can hardly expect me to lend money again.
今年夏天旱情非常严重，村民说井里几乎没有一滴水。
There is hardly a drop of water in the well.There is hardly a drop of water in the well.
晚会将要开始时却下起了雨，主办人伤心地说，下雨天客人多半不会来了。
They will hardly come in all this rain. They will hardly come in all this rain.
北方的朋友不相信你没见过雪，你认真地说， 海南几乎没下过雪。
It hardly ever snows in Hainan. It hardly ever snows in Hainan.
王刚擅长编故事，朋友们都说他所说的几乎都不真实。
What he said was hardly true. What he said was hardly true. Lesson 30. Go ahead.
男友临时有事，不能和你一起去电影院。他来电话说，你先去，他一会儿就来。
You go ahead, and I'll follow. You go ahead, and I'll follow.
王明临阵逃脱，令你无法理解。他解释说，他没有足够的信心去做这件事。
I hadn't enough confidence to go ahead. I hadn't enough confidence to go ahead.
实习老师面对学生有些不知所措，校长对他说，开始吧，大家都在听。
Go ahead. We are all listening. Go ahead. We are all listening.
上级来检查工作时，你向他汇报说，工作一直进展着。
Work is going ahead. Work is going ahead.
路边小贩的叫卖声吵得你睡不着觉，你抱怨说，午饭后他又继续在叫卖。
After lunch, he went ahead and continued peddling his goods. After lunch, he went ahead and continued peddling his goods.
市长到施工现场视察工程进展情况，你汇报说，一切工作都在进行。
Things are going ahead. Things are going ahead.
小刘自从进公司后勤奋努力，领导说他进步很快。
He's going ahead fast. He's going ahead fast.
市政府正在加强市政建设，市长说新桥的建设将按计划进行。
The building of the new bridge will go ahead as planned.The building of the new bridge will go ahead as planned. Lesson 31. Proud.
留学生们归来纷纷要报效祖国。你说，你们为自己伟大的祖国而自豪。
We are proud of our great country. We are proud of our great country.
你们都不喜欢那个小女孩，大家都说她特别高傲。
She is as proud as a peacock. She is as proud as a peacock.
好友呕心沥血研发出了轰动世界的高科技产品，他说他为自己的成就感到自豪。
I am proud of my achievements.I am proud of my achievements.
这次晚会没有邀请 Jack. 你说他不屑于参加你们的晚会。
He was too proud to attend our party. He was too proud to attend our party.
刘刚是一位难得的人才。你对他说，成为他的朋友，你很骄傲。
I'm proud.To be your friend. I'm proud to be your friend.
你对收到北大录取通知的那天记忆犹新，你说那是你值得自豪的一天。
That was a proud day for me. That was a proud day for me.
国内最大的轮船就要试航了，你激动地说，这艘巨轮可真壮观。
The big ship is a proud sight. The big ship is a proud sight.
你曾被授予劳动模范称号，你说在你一生中那一天是值得骄傲的。
That is a proud day in my life. That is a proud day in my life. Lesson 32. Search for.
你最珍爱的一本小说不见了。你说，你找了半天却找不到那本书。
I searched for hours, but couldn't find the book. I searched for hours, but couldn't find the book.
你们去郊游时，见警察包围了整个树林。你说，他们搜查树林，寻找逃犯。
They searched the woods for escaped prisoners. They searched the woods for escaped prisoners.
Jim 的父母在他离家出走后也一夜未归。邻居说，他们整晚都在寻找 Jim.
All night, they searched for Jim. All night, they searched for Jim.
你要承担巨款丢失的责任。你说，你必须寻找丢失的钱，直到找到为止。
I must search for the lost money until I find it.I must search for the lost money until I find it.
王军前几年去了山区，有人说他在山上找金子。
He searched the hill for gold. He searched the hill for gold.
银行抢劫案轰动了全市。你说，警察为了抓小偷，搜寻了城市。
The police searched the city.For the thief. The police searched the city for the thief.
安妮被带进了海关。你说，警察搜查她是否带了毒品。
The police searched her for drugs. The police searched her for drugs.
麦克兄弟受了风寒。牧民说，他们寻找走失的羊时遇到了风暴。
They were caught in a storm in their search for the lost sheep. They were caught in a storm in their search for the lost sheep. Lesson 33. Be known.
周围住的人都知道李先生。你说，他以慷慨大方而闻名。
He was known for his generosity.He was known for his generosity.
关于偷窃的高飞是警察局的常客。你说，警察都熟识他。
He is known to the police. He is known to the police.
好友的芭蕾舞赢得了全场喝彩。你说，他是大家公认的出色的舞蹈家。
She was well known.As an excellent dancer. She was well known as an excellent dancer.
中国号称是四大文明古国之一。你说，中国以其悠久的历史闻名于世。
China is known for its long history in the world. China is known for its long history in the world.
老板向你了解 Bob 的人品。你说，他的善良是人所共知的。
He is known for his kindness. He is known for his kindness.
卓别林的幽默形象深入人心。你说，他是被大家所熟知的优秀演员。
He is known to everyone.As a good actor. He is known to everyone as a good actor.
父亲是一家法院的法官。你骄傲地说，他被大家公认为是一名公正的法官。
He is known as a fair judge. He is known as a fair judge.
许多人选择去泰国旅游。你说，泰国以旅游业发达而著称。
Thailand is known for its flourishing tourism. Thailand is known for its flourishing tourism. Lesson 34. Popular.
许多男孩都在追求 Susan. 你说她是一个受欢迎的女孩。
She is a popular girl. She's a popular girl.
女友决定从事儿童文学创作。她说童话故事受到世界各地儿童的欢迎。
Fairy tales are popular with children all over the world. Fairy tales are popular with children all over the world.
很多年轻人不刮胡子让你感到奇怪。弟弟说留胡子在年轻人中很流行。
Beards are popular among young men. Beards are popular among young men.
邻家女孩乖巧懂事，你说她很招邻居们喜欢。
She is popular with her neighbors. She is popular with her neighbors.
你想给女儿取名 Mary， 丈夫说 Mary 对于女孩是一个很常见的名字。
Mary is a very popular name for a girl. Mary is a very popular name for a girl.
老一辈人很多都接受不了流行音乐。你说，流行歌曲很受年轻人欢迎。
The popular songs are popular with the young people. The popular songs are popular with the young people.
业务很强的张老师有些古板，学生说他是位好老师，但有点不受欢迎。
He's a good teacher, but he isn't popular. He's a good teacher, but he isn't popular.
你的书店新进了许多中外畅销的侦探小说，你说侦探小说很受公众欢迎。
Detective novels are popular with the public. Detective novels are popular with the public. Lesson 35. As if.
比赛前 ,Kate 又蹦又跳。你对同伴说 ,Kate 看上去好像很兴奋。
Kate looked as if she was excited.Kate looked as if she was excited.
正当篝火晚会最热烈的时候，少言寡语的 Tom 耸耸肩说，好像要下雨了。
It looks as if it is going to rain. It looks as if it's going to rain.
Lily 没干多少活，却装作很疲惫。你说，她闭上眼睛好像特别累似的。
She closed her eyes as if she were too tired. She closed her eyes as if she were too tired.
你劝爸爸别再批评弟弟了。你说他看上去好像要哭了。
He looked as if he was going to cry. He looked as if he was going to cry.
朋友担心你会受老板责骂，你说，你才不在乎呢。
As if I cared. As if I cared.
侄子要喝酸奶，你指着前天买的牛奶逗他说，牛奶闻起来好像酸了。
The milk smells as if it is sour. The milk smells as if it is sour.
朋友高考落榜了，可还在玩游戏。你说，他看上去好像并不知道这件事。
He looked as if he didn't know that thing. He looked as if he didn't know that thing.
小李是个工作狂，老板满意地说，他工作很努力，似乎感觉不到疲惫。
She works very hard, as if.She were never tired. She works very hard, as if she were never tired. Lesson 36. Besides.
你拒绝了朋友的盛情邀请，你说你不想去，况且你很累。
I don't want to go. Besides, I'm tired. I don't want to go. Besides, I'm tired.
书呆子 John 贪婪地盯着你书架上的书，他问你，除了这些，是否就没有了？
Have you no books besides those? Have you no books besides those?
警察怀疑王先生有作案嫌疑。你说，除王先生外，办公室还有两个人。
There were two other men in the office besides Mr. Wong. There were two other men in the office besides Mr. Wong.
你想辞掉班长这个职务，同学劝阻说，除了你，没人更合适了。
Besides you, no one is qualified. Besides you, no one's qualified.
妈妈想看看你和女友的其他照片，你说，除了这一张，没有别的照片了。
We have no other pictures besides this one. We have no other pictures besides this one.
你没看中那款袜子，就对售货员说，你不喜欢蓝色袜子，是否还有别的？
I don't like those blue socks.What have you got besides? I don't like those blue socks. What have you got besides?
你和班体是很要好的朋友。你说，除了班体外，你还有许多朋友。
I have many friends besides Betty. I have many friends besides Betty.
小慧不但是个孝顺的姑娘。你说，除此之外，她还是个特别尽职的女孩。
Besides, she's a wonderfully dutiful girl. Besides, she's a wonderfully dutiful girl. Lesson 37. Look up.
你去餐厅找 Bill, 有人告诉你他在图书馆查资料。
He is looking up.Some information in the library. He is looking up some information in the library.
你以前的男友生病住院了，姐姐对你说，你应该去看看他。
You ought to look him up. You ought to look him up.
你想看刊登哥哥事迹的报纸，你说，你设法在报纸中查找了这条消息。
I try to look up the news in the newspapers. I tried to look up the news in the newspapers.
这股冷空气即将过去，天气预报员说，天气正逐渐好转。
The weather is looking up. The weather is looking up.
你得知朋友的亲生母亲住在地坛附近，你说你查询到了他母亲的地址。
I looked up your mother's address. I looked up your mother's address.
国内知名音乐家来到你家乡，你对家人说，你想找个机会去拜访他们。
I want to look them up sometime. I want to look them up sometime.
你渴望得到女友的回信，就对邮递员说，要有你的信，就请帮你找出来好吗？
If you have my letter, would you please look it up? If you have my letter, would you please look it up?
你为翻译课考试没拿字典而懊悔不已，因为老师宣布有生词可以查字典。
Look up.The new words in the dictionary. Look up the new words in the dictionary. Lesson 38. Set off.
你想去车站为史密斯先生送行，就问同事他何时出发。
When will Mr. Smith set off? When will Mr. Smith set off?
Lucy 看上去很忧郁。你说，一封家书引起了他的乡愁。
A letter from home set off an attack of her homesickness. A letter from home set off an attack of her homesickness.
Jack, 画技很差，却让你评价他的新作。你调侃说，金色框子把画衬托得很美。
The gold frame sets off your painting very well. The gold frame sets off your painting very well.
你打电话问姐姐和姐夫旅行到了哪里？你姐姐说，他们还没动身呢。
We haven't set off. We haven't set off.
同事让你给宣传画提些建议，你说标题应该用醒目的黑色。
The head words should be set off in black ink. The head words should be set off in black ink.
同学刚结婚没几天就不见了踪影，有人告诉你他们已出发旅行去了。
They've set off on a trip. They've set off on a trip.
奶奶问你外面为何那么吵闹，你说孩子们正在花园里放鞭炮。
The children are setting fireworks off in the garden. The children are setting fireworks off in the garden.
Jules 让你帮忙挑选适合他的眼影，你建议他用蓝色眼影衬托他的绿眼睛。
Use blue eyeshadow to set off your green eyes. Use blue eyeshadow to set off your green eyes. Lesson 39. Add to.
小外甥刚学了几天算术，就炫耀地说，三加三等于六。
Add 3 to 3 and you have 6. Add 3 to 3 and you have 6.
孙林总是独自流泪，朋友告诉你父亲的去世增加了他生活的痛苦。
Her father's death added to the bitterness of her life. Her father's death added to the bitterness of her life.
同伴问你的书是否能出版了，你说你想在故事书中再加些插图。
I intend to add some pictures to the storybook. I intend to add some pictures to the storybook.
这位寂寂无名的作家一下子声名鹊起，你说那本新书的出版增加了他的知名度。
This newly published book has added to his reputation.This newly published book has added to his reputation.
爸爸请来设计师准备扩建房子。他说他想给房子再增加一个房间。
I want to add another room to the house. I want to add another room to the house.
精美的插图是这本书的亮点。读者反映这些插图增加了书的趣味性。
These pictures add to the interest of the book. These pictures add to the interest of the book.
你觉得小刘的提议很好，就对老板说，请把他的建议加在计划里。
Please add his suggestion to the plan. Please add his suggestion to the plan.
你感谢朋友送来大量的资料，你说这增加了你们的信息量。
This adds to our information. This adds to our information. Lesson 40. Uncertain.
你想知道乔丹何时来中国？朋友说 他来的日期仍无法确定。
The date of his arrival is still uncertain. The date of his arrival is still uncertain.
老板让你停止做了一半的工作，你说你不能断定他的用意。
I'm uncertain about his intentions. I'm uncertain about his intentions.
老师询问你毕业后的打算，你回答说你的计划还未确定。
My plans are still uncertain. My plans are still uncertain.
谈判开始前，你坐也不是，站也不是，你说你对成功没有把握。
I am uncertain about its success. I am uncertain about its success.
小弟已决定暑假去新疆旅游，他说他没确定如何去那儿。
I'm uncertain how to get there. I'm uncertain how to get there.
Mary 对客户一味的迁就使你感到很气愤，他却说你们不明白他的目的。
You are uncertain of my purpose. You are uncertain of my purpose.
你难以忍受丈夫的脾性，你说你丈夫是一个喜怒无常的人。
My husband is a man...with an uncertain temper. My husband is a man with an uncertain temper.
刚才还是艳阳高照，现在却下起了倾盆大雨。你感叹说，天气变化不定。
The weather is uncertain. The weather is uncertain. Lesson 41. Get down.
得知作品没中奖，艾默尔很失望。你说，这个消息使他情绪低落。
The news certainly got her down. The news certainly got her down.
研讨会上，大家都嘻嘻哈哈地在聊天。经理说，大家开始认真讨论吧。
Let's get down to a...practical discussion. Let's get down to a practical discussion.
上午的会议很重要，你问负责记录的秘书是否全记下了。
Have you got it all down? Have you got it all down?
Mike 在冬天总是萎靡不振，你劝他说不要因为寒冷的天气就沮丧。
Don't let this cold weather get you down. Don't let this cold weather get you down.
Jim 的爷爷生命垂危，他却毫无办法。你说他跪下来开始祈祷。
He got down and began to pray. He got down and began to pray.
小弟每天游手好闲，不务正业。你责备他说他该认真干点正事了。
It's time you get down to some serious work. It's time you get down to some serious work.
战斗一开始，我方就重创敌人。指挥官说他们击落了两架敌机。
We got down two enemy aircraft.We got down two enemy aircraft.
爸爸很关心小弟的病情，妈妈说他已经吃了药。
He has gotten down the medicine. He has gotten down the medicine. Lesson 42. In a hurry.
朋友在你最困难的时候帮了你，你对他说你不会轻易忘记他的好心的。
I won't forget your kindness in a hurry. I won't forget your kindness in a hurry.
表哥没吃完饭就离席走了，你说他好像特别匆忙。
He seems to be in a great hurry. He seems to be in a great hurry.
你希望准备结婚的好友慎重考虑，你提醒他别太急着结婚。
Don't be in too great a hurry to marry. Don't be in too great a hurry to marry.
小托尼不停地打扰妈妈和同事的谈话。妈妈说她急着要离去。
He's in a hurry to leave. He's in a hurry to leave.
爸爸请来的客人举止很不礼貌。妈妈说她不愿再请那个粗鲁的人吃饭了。
I shall not ask that rude man to dinner again in a hurry. I shall not ask that rude man to dinner again in a hurry.
老师告诫你做事要沉着冷静。他说如果你做事太着急一定会出错。
You will make mistakes if you do things in a hurry. You will make mistakes if you do things in a hurry.
你因为有急事要办就打断跟朋友的谈话，客气地说你要赶快走了。
I'm in a hurry to go. I'm in a hurry to go.
你轻信了陌生人的谎言，结果却上了当。你说你不会很快忘掉这个教训。
I won't forget the lesson in a hurry. I won't forget the lesson in a hurry. Lesson 43, Speech.
王教授拒绝在联欢会上做演讲。他说他不想在那种场合做演讲。
I don't want to make a speech on the occasion. I don't want to make a speech on the occasion.
女友问你为何总是默默不语，你说说话为银，沉默是金。
Speech is silver, but silence is golden. Speech is silver, but silence is golden.
开学的第一天，同学问老师，谁将给新生做演讲？
Who will make a speech to the new students? Who will make a speech to the new students?
天真的女儿以为小鸟会说话，你告诉她人类是唯一有说话能力的动物。
Man is the only animal that has the power of speech. Man is the only animal that has the power of speech.
朋友约你去打篮球，你说你要准备今晚的演讲。
I have a speech to prepare for tonight. I have a speech to prepare for tonight.
丈夫说话颠三倒四，前言不搭后语。你说，从他的讲话中就知道他醉了。
His speech showed that he was drunk. His speech showed that he was drunk.
你去一个海岛探险回来后，你说，岛上居民的语言很难听懂。
The speech of the islanders.Is hard to understand. The speech of the islanders is hard to understand.
一位著名教育家应邀来你校访问，你说他在你们学校发表了精彩的讲话。
He made an excellent speech in our school. He made an excellent speech in our school. Lesson 44.Dream.
小女孩哭着要找奶奶，你说她昨晚梦见了她的奶奶。
She had a dream about her granny last night. She had a dream about her granny last night.
弟弟报考了师范院校，你说弟弟一直梦想当一名老师。
My younger brother.Has dreamed of being a teacher. My younger brother has dreamed of being a teacher.
北方长大的李威曾去过海边，他常说， 他在海滨度假是一种快乐的体验。
My holiday by the sea was a dream. My holiday by the sea was a dream.
Mike 虽有梦想，却不付诸行动。你劝他必须努力工作，把梦想变成现实。
You must work hard and turn your dream into reality. You must work hard and turn your dream into reality.
你一整天都心神不宁，你说你昨晚做了个可怕的梦。
I had a terrible dream last night. I had a terrible dream last night.
每个人都曾经有过自己的梦想。你说你小时候曾梦想去月球旅行。
I dreamed of traveling to the moon when I was young. I dreamed of traveling to the moon when I was young.
刘教授整天埋头于实验室里，他说获诺贝尔物理学奖是他的梦想。
It's my dream to win the Nobel Prize for physics. It's my dream to win the Nobel Prize for physics.
Jim 因抢劫被判入狱了。你痛心地说，他小时候还曾梦想当一名英雄。
He had dreams of being a hero when he was young. He had dreams of being a hero when he was young. Lesson 45. Makeup.
你的朋友渐渐展现出了音乐创作才华。你说他已创作了好几首歌曲。
He has made up several songs. He has made up several songs.
妈妈知道你和女友因为琐事闹别扭，就关心地问你，她和你是否和好了。
Did she make it up with you? Did she make it up with you?
你家中有事，请了两天假。上班后，你焦急地说，你必须把落下的工作补上。
I must make up the work I missed. I must make up the work I missed.
演出就要开始了，主角才匆匆赶来。导演生气地说，他有十分钟时间化妆。
You have 10 minutes to make up. You have 10 minutes to make up.
你打算国庆节结婚，可很多东西还没买。你说，你还没列好购物清单。
I have not made up my shopping list yet. I have not made up my shopping list yet.
幼儿园老师教小朋友们玩新游戏。他说，九个人组成一队。
9 players make up a team. 9 players make up a team.
你已决定辞职，谁劝也没有用。你说你已下定决心了。
I've made up my mind. I've made up my mind.
你终于看清你的男友原来是个势利的人。你说他经常向有权势的人献媚。
He's always making up to influential people. He's always making up to influential people. Lesson 46. Pay a visit.
你有事要和朋友商量，就打电话告诉他，你下午要去看望他。
I'm going to pay you a visit this afternoon.I'm going to pay you a visit this afternoon.
Bob 的叔叔打了几次电话约 Bob 做客。你问他是否已拜访了他叔叔。
Have you paid your uncle a visit? Have you paid your uncle a visit?
你的客户王先生就住在你家附近。你说在回家的路上你去拜访了他。
I paid Mr. Wong a visit on my way home. I paid Mr. Wong a visit on my way home.
这家贸易公司每年派员工出国考察。负责人说，去年他们去了美国。
We paid a visit to America last year. We paid a visit to America last year.
父亲很关心你的学习情况。你说，上周一父亲拜会了你的老师。
My father paid a visit to my teacher last Monday. My father paid a visit to my teacher last Monday.
你不能确定明天是否有时间赴约。你对男友说，你可能要去拜访你姑姑。
I may pay a visit to my aunt. I may pay a visit to my aunt.
牙痛折磨了你整整一个晚上。你说，你必须去看医生。
I must pay my doctor a visit. I must pay my doctor a visit.
你写信告诉朋友，你要去他住的城市出差。你说，等到了以后，你会去拜访他。
I'll pay you a visit when I get there. I'll pay you a visit when I get there. Lesson 47. C2.
经理想了解李丽的组织能力，就对他说，是否可以负责安排一次联欢会。
Will you see to the arrangement for a party? Will you see to the arrangement for a party?
你邀请好友晚上到家中做客，他却推辞说他有许多事需要处理。
There are many things to see to. There are many things to see to.
你是大型招待会的会务组成员，你说客人来的时候你要照顾他们。
I'll see to the guests when they arrive. I'll see to the guests when they arrive.
妈妈不在时，一日三餐就成了问题。小妹问你，谁来负责做饭？
Who is seeing to the dinner? Who is seeing to the dinner?
Lucy 总爱打探你的私生活，你生气地对她说，先请处理好自己的事吧。
See to your own business first. See to your own business first.
奶奶虽已年逾古稀，却不要别人照顾。你佩服地说，她事事都要自己照料。
She sees to everything herself. She sees to everything herself.
一下雨，屋里就成了水帘洞。爸爸说，这些屋顶需要修理了。
These roofs need seeing to. These roofs need seeing to.
家里的洗衣机坏了。你给售后服务站打电话说，请找位技工来检修一下。
Please get a mechanic to see to it. Please get a mechanic to see to it. Lesson 48. Stick to.
你和同事在设计上有分歧，你说你坚持自己的观点，绝不改变主意。
I will stick to my own opinion and never change my mind. I will stick to my own opinion and never change my mind.
甲方要求你们缩短工期，你反驳道，你们必须坚持双方达成的协议。
We must stick to our agreement. We must stick to our agreement.
经过反复思考，你始终认为自己是对的。你说，你仍坚持昨天所说的。
I stick to what I said yesterday. I stick to what I said yesterday.
即使下雨天，李明也会如约而至。你说，他是一个遵守诺言的人。
He is a man who sticks to his promise.He is a man who sticks to his promise.
小弟又想半途而废，你劝他， 如果做出一项好的决定，他就应该坚持。
If you make a good decision, you must stick to it. If you make a good decision, you must stick to it.
事实证明你的观点站不住脚。你说，你已决定不再坚持自己的理论。
I have decided not to stick to my own theory any longer. I have decided not to stick to my own theory any longer.
李云从不向权威低头。你说，他声明会坚持自己的计划。
She said that she would stick to her plan. She said that she would stick to her plan.
哥哥做事总是半途而废，妈妈责备说，他做任何事都不会长时间坚持。
He never sticks to anything for too long. He never sticks to anything for too long. Lesson 49. Feel like.
睡了一大觉之后，你神清气爽。你说，你想读些书。
I feel like doing some reading. I feel like doing some reading.
电视节目太无聊了。你对家人说，你想去睡觉了。
I feel like going to bed. I feel like going to bed.
你想利用周末加紧复习考研，就对朋友说，你不太愿意去看电影。
I don't feel like going to the movie. I don't feel like going to the movie.
朋友知道你今天下午休息，就问你是否愿意去游泳。
Do you feel like a swim? Do you feel like a swim?
今天艳阳高照，冰都融化了，你感叹道，今天就像是春天。
Today feels like spring. Today feels like spring.
你一直被蒙在鼓里，当明白真相后，你气愤地说，你就像是个傻子。
I feel like a fool. I feel like a fool.
烂醉如泥的 Tom 终于清醒过来了，他对妻子说，他想喝杯茶。
I feel like a cup of tea. I feel like a cup of tea.
晚饭后，你觉得待在家里很闷热。丈夫说，你愿意的话，就出去散散步。
We'll go out for a walk if you feel like it. We'll go out for a walk if you feel like it. Lesson 50. Mention.
一位路人帮你把箱子搬上了车，你向他道谢，他说，不必客气。
Don't mention it. Don't mention it.
为了一件小事，大家争得面红耳赤，你提议，今晚不要再谈这个话题了。
Don't mention the subject again this evening. Don't mention the subject again this evening.
经理为了引起大家的注意，又强调说，他刚才所提及的内容非常重要。
What I mentioned just now is very important. What I mentioned just now is very important.
王梅不想让姐姐知道她闯了祸，担心地问你是否对她姐姐提到了这些。
Did you mention this to my elder sister? Did you mention this to my elder sister?
朋友还不知道自己升职了，你惊讶地问他，难道老板没对他提过这件事？
Hasn't the boss mentioned the matter to you? Hasn't the boss mentioned the matter to you?
Peter 在上级面前根本不会替你说话。你失望地说，他没有提到你的要求。
He made no mention of my request. He made no mention of my request.
小英私下对这项决议牢骚满腹。你问他，为什么会上不提这件事？
Why didn't you mention it at the meeting? Why didn't you mention it at the meeting?
最近你发现有许多人对你指指点点的，你不安地问好友，是不是有人在谈论你？
Did you hear my name mentioned? Did you hear my name mentioned?